coaches are often defined by wins and losses, but a Bloomington man who became a head coach in the most unlikely of ways at age 21 already has a significant victory to his name. He's defeated cancer twice. GLT's Eric Stock introduces us to Jake Wegner.
Wegner was a senior at Normal Community High School in February of 2015, a few months ahead of graduation, had a bright career in college where he was planning to continue his baseball career. Then his life changed forever.
You know, I just wasn't feeling right one day and stayed home from school for a few days. And then finally went to go get a checkup at my doctor's office. And they originally thought it was like mono because I had a big like bulge in my stomach, but then we did some testing and like an ultrasound, and they knew it was more serious than that, so they sent me to Peoria, the St. Jude Clinic in Peoria, and they found out it was a cancerous tumor in my stomach, and had to have surgery a few days later, and it was a 10-pound tumor the size of a football removed from my abdomen, which they found out to be a neuroblastoma.
So what's going through your mind as the doctor is explaining this to you and your family?
I mean, I was a little more calm probably than my parents were. I'm sure, it's very hard on a parent to hear that about their child. But, I was just staying calm in the moment and wasn't afraid of anything. You know, no thoughts racing through my mind. The only thing that was racing through my mind was, oh, man, I'm going to miss school and my baseball season. That's really what I was thinking about, which in the scheme of things wasn't, the biggest thing to miss out on. But
at your age, people tend to think they're indestructible. They don't think about the long term or their fallibility, I suppose. Is that sort of where you were at?
Right. I really never gotten sick. So hearing the word cancer, you know, that scares you. Because you see it on TV all the time. You can see physical symptoms of people. It can scare you. But in that moment, I wasn't too worried about things. I didn't really know a whole lot in that moment originally.
What kind of prognosis did they give you, or did they know?
Well, the fact that I'd always stay healthy and, work out and play sports, that helps my health. The thing that scared them, my doctors, was that neuroblastoma usually occurs in children 0 to 5 years old, and so getting it at the age of 18 was very rare and very unique. But they had a treatment plan for it, so that's what kept me confident in the fact that I trusted my doctors there at St. Jude, and the fact that they had confidence in the treatment plan for me really kept me calm and my parents calm.
Hi, I'm Matt Wegner. I'm Jacob's father.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wegner. I'm Jake's mom.
I'm sure it's a moment that will be forever with you, where you were when you found out that your son had been diagnosed with cancer. Can you take me back to that moment and what was going through your minds as parents?
Actually, Lisa and I were out of town. We were moving our daughter into an internship in Florida. And a good friend of ours, Bill Bauman, was actually the gentleman who took Jake to the doctor, to Dr. Weaver's office, and where he started doing tests and examinations of Jacob, and we made our way home from Florida as quickly as we could driving, but it was definitely a life-changing experience.
We didn't find out he had cancer till or that a possibility of cancer till after we had gotten home from our trip, but we knew that something was very wrong. And so, we were very concerned, and the fact we weren't there, didn't settle real well with us, so it was a little scary.
And in talking to Jake, and this might be an oversimplification, but he seems to have taken it all in stride, figuring that he had faith in the doctors, they knew what they were doing, they had a plan, and he was going to put his faith in them and carry it through.
That would be exactly correct. It wasn't an oversimplification. Jake made the process very, very easy, as he expressed his faith in God, and his love for his family and his faith in his doctors, and just was always very positive, has always been and remains very positive about about his struggles with cancer and getting back and becoming the healthy baseball player he's always wanted to be.
We were able to stay really strong because Jake would tell us, you know, he said to me when the doctor said, we didn't know he had cancer yet, but then when the doctor said you have a large mass on your abdomen, it might be cancer. And Jake could tell that I was pretty upset by that. And he said, Mom, he said, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. And so, you know, that helped us. We just stayed strong for him because we knew that he was, you know, he was, his faith was strong and that mentally he was good. So we felt like, okay, well, I'll deal with this together.
And now he's cancer-free and coaching again, hoping to one day play again once the pain completely goes away. How optimistic are you that he's going to get that opportunity again?
We stay optimistic about it. He's still, his body's still repairing from all the treatment. But, you know, even if it's a couple years from now that he gets to play, you know, that would be great. But, you know, we know there's the possibility he might not ever play again, but I think he's okay with that.
Jake went through months of cancer treatments, first in the winter of 2015 during his senior year of high school, then again in early 2016 after a cancer relapse, which doctors determined was stage 4 neuroblastoma. He had to drop out of school at Central College in Pella, Iowa, because the treatments were so intense. He lost close to 30 pounds twice and has nearly gained it all back. Doctors ruled him cancer-free in May of last year. While this was going on, baseball was probably the farthest thing from your mind, or at least you knew that it wasn't anything that you were going to be able to get back to, whether as a player or as a coach. When did that start to come back to you to where you thought, well, maybe I can get back to playing again someday?
Well, I always have had it in the back of my mind just because I love the game of baseball. But again, it's just, you know, it's just a game in reality. So it's not the most important thing in life, but I am a competitor, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I do fight every day to keep improving my health and getting stronger, because I do want to come back, and the comeback is going to be so great. You know, it'll be, you know, I hope this doesn't sound selfish, but it'll be a great story when I finally can step back on that field and play again. But since at the moment I can't play, obviously, you know, coaching this summer and being close to the game is important.
As fate would have it, Jake got an unexpected call from a coach he had known since he was 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Mike Brown, the general manager of the Bloomington Bobcats.
So in the third year of the Bobcats' return to the Midwest Collegiate League, you turned to a 21-year-old coach who had never coached or managed before to take over this program. You obviously knew something about Jake and figured that he would be a good fit.
If you didn't know Jake, I could see where it would look like a little bit of a leap of faith, but knowing him, knowing what a strong kid he is, what a strong will he has, because, you know, the season is a grind. I mean, it's 50-some-odd games. His tremendous baseball knowledge, love of the game. So to me, it was a perfect fit. I just took a little talking him into it to get it, but it's worked out great.
So what was his reaction when you first posed the idea?
I think he thought I was kidding. I really think he thought I was kidding. And, you know, I think there was some reluctance on his part, not sure if, you know, with guys being his age, if that would work. But it's worked great. The guys love him, and he's done a really good job.
As someone who seems to be a little more understated, a little more reserved than you typically see from a lot of the fiery baseball managers, how has his style fit the game coaching kids who are about his age?
I think it works well because they are his age. I'm not sure how they would take it if he was, you know, up in their grill so much as they, you know, they might take it from somebody who's older. You know, they know what a good baseball mind he is, and I think there's a lot of respect in that. And I think the fact that he is understated about it, and, you know, he's out here to throw BP to him every day if they want it. He hits in and out if they want it. So he's doing a lot of things to help them get better, and they respect and appreciate that.
Good, Mitch. The Bloomington Bobcats play in a wooden bat summer league of college-age players. Despite Wegner's age and his often calm demeanor, Wegner instantly earned the respect of his players, including Garrett Shea, a junior at Illinois Wesleyan University.
It was a little shocking at first. I was like, because I forgot the story, and then it clicked, like, who it was, and like, it was really compelling and, like, inspirational, really, that he's out here doing this, and he's been a really good coach.
Billy Moat played against Wegner back in the seventh grade and later in high school.
It's a different perspective for him, but I was just beyond excited to be a part of it. You know, having him back, he's patient. He's a great guy, always has been. And obviously, he's the strongest guy I know. And, you know, he's brought that to the team.
The GM, Brown, says he looks forward to the day when Wegner will take the field again, not as a coach.
I look forward to hopefully getting to watch him play the outfield as a Bobcat, you know, down the road. You know, I hope that's coming. But in the meantime, we're just focused on winning this league this summer. And I know that's his goal. That's my goal. And, you know, seeing the smile on his face makes it all worthwhile.
So you're saving a roster spot for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He already has his jersey.
And for Wegner's part, he's not sure when that day will come, but his battle overcoming cancer has taught him a lot about himself.
Two things which kind of relate to each other. One, just how strong I am in my faith, because I just always know that God has a plan for me, and that there was a purpose for me going through all this treatment and enduring this. And then the thing that goes along with that is just finding my perspective, you know, having a great perspective in life, and what is most important, and the most important thing to me is, you know, my health, and I realize that now, and so now little things that maybe used to bother me in the past don't really bother me on a daily basis.
What do you think your purpose is now?
One, share the good news of St. Jude and all the good that they do, and help others going through tough times in life, whether it is going through cancer treatments. You know, I've talked with other cancer patients to help them through their treatment, or just other people who are struggling in life. They will reach out to me and ask for advice, and so I found that as one of my purposes for going through all this.
St. Jude covers the cost of all treatment for its patients. I'm Eric Stock.
Wegner has also been helping the coaching staff at Central College with hopes that he'll be able to play college baseball. This is Sound Ideas.